I could tell by the voice at the other end of the line that something was wrong. The person was calling to tell me that Sherwin Wine had been killed in a car crash. Sherwin Wine, rabbi, founder of the movement known as Humanistic Judaism, and rabbi emeritus of the Birmingham Temple in a suburb of Detroit. But you could read all this and more on the internet about his life, his philosophy, his accomplishments. While Sherwin Wine and I didn't see eye to eye on certain issues any longer, there was a time, years ago, when that was not the case. Wine had been my teacher, my mentor, rabbi, and friend. His work as a Jewish thinker and philosopher influenced and helped to create the groundwork for my own understanding of Judaism. Like other influential rabbis of liberal Jewish thought, Wine gave expression to the changing nature of the Jewish experience. He spoke about theology with frankness and honesty, saying aloud what others only thought to themselves. He questioned long-held assumptions, and he asked questions that others sought to avoid. He understood that Judaism and modern thought need to be reconciled if Judaism was to remain relevant for contemporary Jews. He celebrated Jewish culture and the human experience. And as we've come to expect, those who challenge conventional thought are frequently called heretic. And indeed, this was the case for Wine. Even in death, ugly words of those who found Wine's ideas challenging have not ceased. The internet, which can be so powerful in bringing people together and allowing the sharing of ideas, can also provide a forum for those who are afraid to share their angry words. The Jewish experience is a rich tapestry of dynamic individuals, rabbis, and thinkers who give expression to ideas that move our people forward, even in the face of controversy. Wine was one such rabbi. He dedicated his life to the Jewish people for over 50 years. He strengthened the Jewish people by creating for many a context to give expression to their Jewish identity with honesty and integrity. The Jewish people are made stronger when there are many avenues for Jews to declare themselves to be part of the community. Wine provided this for many through his interpretation of Judaism. While the majority of Jews today may not know Wine's name, and many may now be learning about his life as a function of his death, his ideas have helped to change the Jewish landscape. Only time and history will tell how the rippling effects of his thinking will be felt. Rabbi Wine was a creative and insightful thinker, a gifted speaker, a compassionate rabbi. He was a man with a warm smile, an easy laugh, whose passion for life was strong. The Jewish people have been enriched by Rabbi Sherwin Wine. Zeker Tzadik Livracha. May the memory of this good man be a blessing. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam.